Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Google and Novartis are teaming up and Microsoft looks into making a purchase. But first, the file storage startup Box is making its service work more seamlessly with Microsoft Office. Box also is removing file storage limits for its paying business customers. Under a new integration with the web-friendly Office 365 service, users of Box will be able to save a Word document, for example, in a Box online repository. Until now, Microsoft only permitted saving Office files in its own OneDrive file storage service. Novartis and Google are teaming up. The companies will work on a smart contact lens that monitors blood sugar levels and corrects vision. Novartis' Alcon Eye Care division will license and commercialize smart lens technology designed by Google X, a development team at the search engine giant. Financial details weren't provided. Hewlett-Packard says interim chairman Ralph Whitworth has resigned from its board to focus on his health. It's effective Wednesday. The board will discuss appointing a new chairman at its next meeting, which is set for this week. That's according to a person familiar with the company. Whitworth also is taking a leave of absence from his investment company. Microsoft is in talks to acquire Israel-based cybersecurity startup Aorato. That's according to a person familiar with the matter, who said the deal was worth around $200 million and could close within the next 2 months. Aorato develops and sells software that monitors access to central communication components in enterprise IT systems. Coming up, look at how tech stocks fared today.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Back and forth day on Wall Street. The Nasdaq finished down 24 points at 44.16. The Dow was up 5 at 17,060. The S&P 500 fell 3. Microsoft shares were up 0.75% today. Hewlett-Packard shares ended flat. Google was down 9 cents. Facebook and Twitter each lost about 1%. Intel was up 22 cents at 31.71. Yahoo down 0.25% ahead of their earnings reports. Again, the Nasdaq down 24. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.